All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. All of this means you're going to pay more for your furnaces and your tune-ups. By the way, are we promoting tune-ups this year? This is the time that we start to talk about tune-ups. I've been talking about fucking tune-ups, furnace tune-ups, for 6 years. Don't tell me that this year we're not promoting tune-ups. Haven't we done free tune-ups too before in the past when you team up with like the energy company? I forget. For the love of God, I need to be talking about the tune-ups. Otherwise, I can't do it. And then everybody's going to forget to get a tune-up. You got to let me know if we're going to start talking tune-ups. All right. That's a lot to process today. All right. There is a local story going on that I want to get to, but it has, I think it's not unique to just hear. I was not aware of this.
Friday.
Oops, but in our local schools, they no longer make it a mandatory thing to teach children how to write in cursive. And because it's obsolete. And I say good. I always hated that. And mine looks like shit. So they don't teach it anymore. And I think there is a new push to make it, to bring it back. So this is terrible news. What asshole educator is saying that we have to bring back cursive? What? And some guy, it might have been this dude in this story, I'm going to play, says, yeah. Young people, if they write a check, they're just printing their name on the signature. So what? It doesn't, they can make an X. It doesn't matter. If it's their signature, it's their signature. You can't say that the check's not good. I don't give a shit. What asshole teacher? Again, it's got to be a teacher. Teachers are such pains in the asses. One of the most overrated professions on the planet, teachers are. You ever like be in a room with someone and then they go, I'm a teacher. And then someone else kisses their ass and goes, oh my God, you are? You're so great. We do that with veterans too in this country. We're like, oh my God, thank you for serving. Thank you for having a job that only an idiot can do. Thank you. Shut up. My God. I don't know which one's worse. I think the teachers are because they, you know, they only work like 2 or 3 months a year. They get paid a king's ransom to do it. Tyler says pretty soon we'll start seeing a I'm a teacher hats and license plates. I think there are there. You can, like when you get your license plate, you can say you have what war you're in to announce that you kill people. You can get like an educator license plate. Yeah, I want to run them off the road. Chris says he's got a quote-unquote veteran uncle that spent 2 weeks in basic training and copped out. If I'm making an appearance somewhere for radio or podcasting, and somebody comes up and introduces himself to me, I could be having like a 10-minute conversation with whoever. And then if I sometimes come to the realization that they're a veteran, I immediately end it. I don't even say I got to go. I just stop talking. I ghost them. A face-to-face ghosting. Because you never know when these psychopaths are going to flip their lid. Same thing with teachers. Some of the most entitled Americans are teachers. Everybody knows that. Well, these dicks are trying to bring back cursive.
It's something most of us had to learn growing up, but it's not mandatory curriculum in Michigan. So many kids are missing out on this skill.
Yeah, but one group
missing out
in Grand Rapids is making sure this art form isn't lost. Fox 17's Walid Alamash has the story.
Cursive writing is a skill that many of us know and love, but it's not always taught. Thankfully, I was taught it when I was growing up, so I was able to write my introduction in cursive, but not all kids are.
Boy, that's a pretty good illustration you got there. Wow, that's cool.
And groups like Endless Opportunities are trying to change that and make sure this skill is never lost.
All right, how's that for you guys?
Cursive writing is a skill that's not always taught to the youth of today.
And I also wanted to learn because I never learned how to write in cursive throughout my childhood.
This style,
says Caleb Murray,
style of penmanship is becoming a lost art form.
And when you see young people, you ask them to sign their name, and they're just signing their name in print, right?
But its importance cannot be understated.
We know.
Oh, yes, it can. Get serious. Come on, man.
That as they get older, there's going to be legal documents or just simply as they sign their name on those checks. Those things are still around, but
that's not true. You just write your name.
We want to make sure that they have the tools that they need to be successful.
That's why AJ...
It's like teaching kids Latin.
Hills, owner of Endless Opportunities, a youth advocacy group here in Grand Rapids.
Is this one of those schools for people who like... You know, you ever like have in your school like somebody who fucks up and then they go to like quote-unquote alternative school? Like Pat Hickman, I think he stole a couple cars when we were growing up. And he wound up, we just called it like dickhead school.
Is working to make sure students can master this skill.
It was just really based upon us visualizing their writing and seeing that, they don't have a signature. And we want to make sure that the students we interact with have all of the tools, capabilities, not only that the district that they go to school in offer, but also the region in West Michigan.
Connecting with Mosaic Masterminds to create these much-needed courses, teaching students from 6th through 12th grade how to write in cursive.
So it's really something that we can help our scholars to acquire another skill. There's also memory benefit, cognitive development, and language learning is
whatever.
Also enhanced with cursive writing.
Bringing back the past to something that was all too common for many of us.
When I was growing up, cursive writing was a part of our curriculum. And it
whenever you hear an old idiot like me say, when I was growing up, if what follows that is talking about cursive writing, that's a bad thing. Now, if I say when I was growing up and then follow it up with we used to steal beer and beat up the special needs kids, that's a hilarious story because that actually happened when we were young. We don't do that now, thank God, but that actually happened.
To be around the late 70s, early 80s, that schools started to drop that from teaching in schools.
And it's having an effect on kids like Caleb.
Yeah, I'm getting better at it. Right. I had to use my signature not too long ago, a few days ago, for an ID. And I've got a lot of compliments. They said it's pretty good for someone that just started.
Pushing through even on those tricky letters.
The hardest letter, R, definitely R.
Why R?
It's unique compared to other letters, especially lowercase R.
What is this kid is a unicorn. Why is he so interested in this? He needs some of his classmates to like punch him in the stomach and knock that right out of him.
It's very weird.
For owner AJ, cursive writing is a small but effective way to help.
For us, it's about skill development and playing a piece of the connection to a resolution that we could have our arms around and absolutely control and help predict the outcomes for, which is why we're here.
We're about halfway through the courses through Endless Opportunities with 2 more weeks still left to go. This is their pilot program, but they hope to continue bringing it back for years to come.
Yeah,
for now, in Grand Rapids,
teach.
Woody Dodamna, Fox 17 News.
All right. So dumb. Stop it. Tyler says we should just stop teaching writing altogether and focus more on teaching typing on phones. Oh, absolutely. Yoda World drops. If you don't learn your cursive, you'll never move on up to churning butter. Patrick says, God, I hope Trump cuts this bullshit program. Yeah, I don't think it works that way. This is like a charter school. It already is cut in Michigan. It's not required. They're just doing it because I don't know why they're doing it. Molly says we should just stop teaching everyone in general. Stop teaching reading, writing, and end all schools. Yoda World says if they had car repair or something useful, I wouldn't have a problem with it. You know, I am still regretting to this day not taking all those burnout classes, because that's what the burnouts did in my school. We had a terrific curriculum for skilled trades, being that, you know, where I grew up, a lot of the people that I went to high school with did not go to college, and they would enter into the auto industry and not only actually work for the big three, but there's hundreds, if not thousands, of shops that you can work in that serve the auto industry in the state. So, you know, this is a regular, every year our school would buy a muscle car, and it was like beat to shit. And, in fact, I still think it's listed. Like, if you were to go Cousino Muscle Cars or whatever, the year I was there, like 1988, one of the years they got this car that's, I think it's a Plymouth. It's called a Superbird. And a really kick-ass fucking muscle car. And it was all fucked up. And at the start of the school year, from the start of the school year to the end of the school year, they would redo everything on that fucking car. All right? Even so much as like taking it apart and bringing it down to the frame and like acid dip the frame and shit. And our school had all the fucking high-tech shit donated by the auto industry so that these burnouts could work on the car. So they're learning how to paint. They're learning how to repair the body. They're learning how to rebuild. They're rebuilding the motors and shit. And all the while they're smoking and no one gives a fuck. It was fantastic. And, you know, and then you got like a couple chicks that are there. And that's the future lesbians. And it was just a fantastic program. Meanwhile, there's like HVAC and plumbing and electrician school, all in the fucking high school. Like hardly anybody in my high school had actually went on to college. It would just go into like the trades. It was fantastic. Writing. Give me a break. Oh, wood shop. That was another one. The future woodworkers of America. I have a brother, a half-brother, actually, that I don't talk about, who he got into wood shop, and his whole career was working with wood. I mean, it's what he did his entire life. But the ones that weren't in that blue-collar shit, we would just talk down to them, and the jocks would fuck them up, and there'd be rumbles between the jocks and the burnouts. It was like that scene in Anchorman. So the football team and the burnouts would fucking fight. And the burnouts, they were fucking vicious, man. People getting stabbed. Kevin says they do need wood shop back. I didn't know it went away. Did it go away? Wood shop went away? We had wood shop. We had metal shop. We had welding, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, automotive, all of that shit. My whole fucking school was building shit. I didn't take one of those fucking... No, I did. I took shop. And it was horrible. I hated it. I was like, I'm not doing this fucking blue-collar bullshit. Fuck you. Have some other slob do it. I just went over to the radio station. I said, fuck you. While you guys work on this shit, I'm going to play the Run DMC. Go fuck yourselves. Stevie says, I took printing, screen, and newspaper. Yep. Yep. That too. We need more of that and less of this writing shit. Yoda World says, when I was in tech school, the culinary arts class was just boiling hot dogs. Pathetic. They need a charter school where it's all that shit only. And you can just, you can actually call it Eric Zane's No Math School. Eric Zane Trade School for Losers Only. Whatever the fuck you want to call it. Hard Living Line Trades. Eric Zane's Hard Living Line Trades. Now, I'm not going to teach anything. It's just my name on it because I'm going to talk about it. Nick cooked an egg in a hole cut in toast. Yeah, that, what's that called again? A robin's nest? That's good. I love those. All right. I'm going to talk a few sponsors here. Irvine's, those are all techs. I already talked about them. They're awesome. Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. When you're working at the auto shop and you cut your fingers off, you're going to need to have a health insurance policy. Frank can help you with that. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com for more information. Frank will help you in getting your healthcare.gov policy. For a person who is self-employed in between jobs, or perhaps your employer does not offer insurance, you have to get your health care on the marketplace. Frank will help you every step of the way. He's also an expert in Medicare, and if you're planning for Social Security coverage to begin or benefits to begin, Frank can help you get that situated. More information at buyinsurancehere.com. Speaking of trades, hair cutting, King's Room Barbershop. The pros at King's Room Barbershop want to cut your hair. There's three locations in West Michigan. You can find out more information at kingsroom.net, but there's one in Caledonia, one in on Northland Drive, and one 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Kingsroom.net for schedules, exact locations, hours. Haircut will set you back $19. If you're a dude or a chick who likes short hair, get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. I am wondering if Rob in Port Huron, Michigan, is enjoying the show today. Rob is a Q100 audience member. Now, I see a Rob underscore T underscore MI is in the chat. With a little luck, that would be Rob. Now, why that's unique is because he is also a Q100 audience member. And he is a Who Are These Podcasts audience member. And I'm not sure how far back we go, if it goes back to the Z93 days or what. But I hear from him. He calls me up during the radio show and says, hey, I need to hear a song. In fact, he, I think he requested one from Girl School today doing a Motorhead song. And I played it for him. Now, I'm not exactly sure I want the world that listens to Q100 to know that I do this show. In fact, I know I don't want that. And because... what I do here is an acquired taste. Not everybody is aware of what's happening. Like if I do some crazy fucking rant about veterans, not everybody's going to get that. Especially if you just come in from out of left field and catch me on a day where I'm talking some crazy shit. All right? So I don't know if that's the best thing for me. In fact, remember when we started Q100, which we are 6 days away from my one-year anniversary there. When I started, I had a sign over my shoulder that said Q100. And then after starting, somebody at the radio station actually heard my show, this podcast. And I got a call saying, yeah, take the sign down. I'm like, what? What happened? And then I went, oh, you never really listened to my podcast, did you? No. You say cock. I go, yeah, of course I say cock. The fuck is wrong with you? What do you do? Think I look at pictures of puppies and say, oh, that's cute? I mean, I do look at puppies, but I don't. Come on now. I got to do something entertaining. And sitting around giving compliments to people sucks shit. Yeah, take the sign down. Okay. I take the sign down. Well, just recently, we're doing the staff meeting, and I hear, hey, EZ, why don't you go ahead and start plugging the podcast on the air? And I went, this is the same person who told me to take the fucking sign down. I go, yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. No, we're not going to. I actually agree with you. I don't see it isn't a bad thing, in my opinion, for the sign to be up. And here's why. Because I want the people that listen to this show or watch this show to tune into the radio station. But I don't necessarily want the people that listen to the radio station to tune into this. You know? It's too much blending. We don't, like I said, if people just come in off the street and listen to what I do. Holy fuck, can you believe what he said? You're going to get that. Nick says, if you do a puppy cast, you probably would have a million listeners. Yeah, of course. And Chris in Buffalo says, this is not the Zaytunian podcast. Yeah, fuck that guy. The Zaytunian podcast. Matt says, plug the podcast on the AM station. Well, I would, but I can have... It's much more effective if I open that window right over here that you can't see and scream. More people would hear me doing that than I would on the AM. Kevin in James Bay, Ontario, says, I took shop but went on to take broadcasting and then marketing. All that got me was DJ in a strip club for my 20s. Now I'm teaching autistic kids. I cannot say college was worth it. I love my current job, but I'm saying college didn't get me that. Oh, I know. You're right. He also says, I had to talk to the cops once because I didn't flip out when another kid was burning sawdust piles with a lighter in shop class. All right. Megan says, do your neighbors, the Alleluias, know what you do or what the podcast is about? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. They definitely know what I do. They refer to me as Mr. Zane. And if there happens to be something that I do that is talked about on TV, they always say, hey, saw you on TV. I'm like, oh, cool. Nice. Fun. Those poor people. Chris says, how's the Alleluia's cat? It's great. Rocky's murdering everything, including my birds. They can sometimes hear me. Not right now, the window's closed, as long as I'm not screaming. As we change seasons, sometimes they can. But probably one of the most awkward things that I've ever been involved in has been with my very, very religious neighbors. Now, I'm religious. I don't really talk about it that much. I believe in baby Jesus and heaven and hell. Okay? I try to be a good guy for the most part. Again, my goal has always been to be on the practice squad in heaven. All right? I don't necessarily need to be Hall of Famer. I don't want to be Joe Montana. I'd rather be, you know, David Kirkus. Or, I don't know, Ty Detmer.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
For your sport references. But my neighbor, he thinks he's a Hall of Famer. Nice guy, too. They're great. Years ago, I was helping Jim clean out his car. And a pal of the family, thought that Jim needed some Bible tracts. Those little pamphlets or whatever they are. Let's say, come to our church and pray this and do that. And Jim just stuffed them in his glove box. Some of you have heard this story. But I'm helping him clean it out, and I open up the glove box, and it's full of Bible tracts. And I open it up, and I go, what the? And he eventually told me that the dude gave them to him, but I looked at it. I go, here. And I said it really loud. I go, get this Jesus shit out of here. And guess who's out in his front yard? And guess who totally whipped his head around and looked right at me? My sweet neighbor, he whips his head around. He's got this look on his face, uncontrollable fucking Hulk rage. And they were all like as a family doing the front yard work. And they all just like dropped their tools and went inside. You could hear them all like hitting the ground. Needle scratch, piano drop, forks, knives, plates, glass breaking, needle scratch. They all just went in. They stopped in their tracks. And Jim goes, uh-oh. I go, yeah, oh, no. So we don't know what happened. We think they might have gone in and prayed for us or something. Oh, it was rough. I felt like such a cock. I'll make that joke. That was a joke, obviously. But true. Get that shit out of the car. Throw it. We're cleaning the car. I mean, I understand you can't say Jesus shit. This is blasphemy. I'm telling you a story about when I was being blasphemous. All right. So I got that knock against me. But, you know, it's all about balance. For every time you refer to Bible tracts as Jesus shit and throw it away, you have to volunteer at the soup kitchen. Or every time you call somebody a fat whore on Reddit, you gotta give a homeless guy $5. Jeremy references Jesus Rock. Whenever you say Christian music sucks cock, you gotta give away a kidney. All right? And I think that's an ace, by the way. I think that's not only an ace. It's a golden ace. It's more than an ace. That incident, Nick describes as Larry Zane strikes again. It's because of the reference to Curb Your Enthusiasm. I might be the most awkward person on the planet. Because you know that there are people that judge you know, and people who get judged. And if I'm ever to get judged, I can always say, yeah, I know, but I conscientiously risked my life and saved another person's life. Had I not risked my life, this person would be dead. I saved this person's life. So that's like, to me, that's like Charlie Bucket getting the fucking golden ticket, man. Fuck you. And I will play that card. You know? I'm the one that, you know, Jesus is looking at all of us, where's Waldo style, and he sees, oh, there he is, Maine Black Bears hoodie, get him. He's the guy, that fucker. All these other fuckers are bullshit. They just talk the talk. This motherfucker walks my walk. How did we get onto this story? I think that's, we got onto that because we were talking about, cursive, and I couldn't tell you, like, if you know, sometimes this happens where I'm like, how did we get here? And some of you will write the steps. I think we went cursive to, trades. We're talking trades, attacking the military. We attack teachers. And then somehow we got onto my neighbor. I think one of you might have asked me a question that led to that. I couldn't tell you. The stream of consciousness on this show is ridiculous. Chauncey Billups is the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. He made his mark in the NBA. Did you hear my finger just crack? He made his mark in the NBA with the Detroit Pistons. He's a Hall of Famer. And like I said, the head coach of the Trailblazers, not the head coach of the Detroit Pistons. Oh, Bob says we're talking about AM radio and advertising the podcast. Shaq is talking about the Detroit Pistons because they've been winning. And boy, does he fuck this up.
I will be interested. You said something very interesting about Cade Cunningham. Great player now at this stage. He plays at his own pace. Anybody that can consistently play at their own pace and put up numbers, it's a great player. I like the way he's playing. I like what Chauncey is doing. Those guys play hard. My favorite player on that team is Isaiah Stewart. Big body, hard guy. Like to knock people out, push
people
out.
No, I can't
around.
Let this go. Jay, like great. Who's doing it? You said Chauncey?
Chauncey's the coach, right?
Okay.
Portland. No.
JB
Bickerstaff.
Yeah, Bickerstaff. That's what I mean. Hey, you know, first of all, I don't watch Detroit. How about that, boo-boo? I don't watch him.
So, let that go.
I messed up.
But I like
okay.
Chauncey's
I made a mistake.
You
got a little defensive. First of all, I don't watch Detroit, boo-boo. Well, all right, dickhead. Well, you just destroyed your entire credibility. Here you are talking about the team's doing well.
I will be interested. You said something very interesting.
You know why he's doing that is because the producer says, all right, say nice things about Detroit right now. So he doesn't give a fuck.
It's about Cade Cunningham. Great player now at this stage. He plays at his own pace. Anybody that can consistently play at their own pace and put up numbers.
What this is telling you is that all of this talk, it doesn't mean anything. It's just filling
time. Great player. I like the way he's playing. I like what Chauncey is doing.
Run the video package.
My favorite player on that team is Isaiah Stewart. Big body, hard guy.
Talks about another guy. Says he's hard.
People out push.
And then the chick busts his balls. I love that she did that.
Can't let this go. Like who's doing it? You said Chauncey?
Chauncey's the coach, right?
Okay.
Portland. No.
JB
Bickerstaff. That's what I mean. Hey.
See.
You know, first of all, I don't watch Detroit. How about that, boo-boo?
All right. At this point, you see, he's getting all defensive. He should say, oh, my God, I suck. That's all he should say. You don't say, I don't watch Detroit, you idiot. Tyler says, it's not like I'm a professional NBA analyst and need to know things like who coaches what teams. Yeah, let's be honest. Shaq's just there because of his name. He doesn't fucking know anything. Jeremy says, I wonder if Kobe ever figured out how his ass tastes. Kevin, way up in Northern Ontario, quoting Shaq, says he can hith. He can play at hith own place. Oh, wait, I didn't catch that. Did he say hith own place? I didn't detect a speech impediment.
I will be interested. You said something very interesting about Kay Cunningham. Great player now at this stage. He plays at his own pace.
I didn't hear that. It sounded like he said his own pace to me. I think what's going on there is in Northern Ontario, they don't like blacks. And that's what he's doing there. He says, no. Play it the second time.
I'll be interested. You said something very interesting about Kay Cunningham. Great player now at this stage. He plays at his own pace. Anybody that can consistently play at their own pace and put up numbers, it's a great player. I like the way he's
playing. Yeah, I'm not.
Playing. I like what Chum.
I think you're nitpicking. And this is coming from me, who picks on everything Freebeer says. Yeah, that's not a big deal. Focus on things that actually are a big deal, idiot. Come on now, you've been around here long enough. Okay. By the way, this is Rick Riz getting hit with a baseball at 108 miles an hour.
On Hoskins, now the set by Vargas. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul.
Did it get you?
Oh, man. Hit me in the head.
Did it get you?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Terrible. All right. We only have one more thing to talk about. I'm going to get to it in a second. Thanks, as always, to the sponsors. I have two more to talk about now, and they're awesome. First off, it's tax season. Get your taxes done at Tag Accounting. Online at tagcpa.net. Doesn't matter where you are in the U.S., reach out to them, 616-301-9516, 616-301-9516. Lisa will pick up. Sometimes Troy picks up, and that's it. They're hammering out personal returns. Right now, you're a month away from the tax deadline, and you're dreading it. You're like, ah, God damn it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just gather your little documents. Send them Troy's way via his online portal. And then he does your taxes for you. And then the money shows up in your account. That's it. You pay him. Done. Fuck it. Don't waste a minute of your time. Have Troy get your taxes done for you. Some folks, like Gabe here in the audience, he visited Troy himself and sat with him when he did his taxes. You can do that if you're in the area. But you don't have to. Let's say you're in Montana. Troy's going to tell you the day and time that he's going to do your taxes. Keep your phone handy. Don't be taking calls. Because if he has a question about your taxes, he's going to call you, get clarification, then finish your return up for you. It's going to take about an hour. 616-301-9516. Troy's been doing my taxes for 20 years. He does the taxes for my business. He does the payroll for my business, all at Tag Accounting. He does it all. He also does the payroll and the taxes for Mike Ball from MB Distributing, the little Debbie King of West Michigan. Finally today, folks are getting ready to start playing paintball outdoors over at TC Paintball. The snow is gone here in West Michigan. Book your paintball adventure today at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. A fantastically large pro shop from floor to ceiling with paintball gear, guns, and accessories for you to buy when you walk in. Everything from protective gear to what you use to play paintball with. What paintball weaponry? Inexpensive, mid-level, or high-end, they have it all. And they can repair your stuff, too. Book a fun extravaganza at TC Paintball today. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Wednesday's Youth League. More information on the website, tcpaintballgr.com. Still no axe throwing or online payment. Jose Morin is a local liquor store. He owns a local liquor store. It's a liquor store and a laundromat. And it's in the war zone of West Michigan. Grand Rapids southeast side. Now that is a shithole. Okay? This is Jose's liquor store slash laundromat. I'm going to give you a glimpse of it right here. They need to... they got to have Kuiper Tree Care go over there and clean that fucking place up. Tim the lawnmower man needs to do a number on the front there. But Jose is like, fuck this shit. You come here, you get some booze, you do your laundry. The locals love it. They love Jose. Everybody knows that Jose packs heat. In this neighborhood, everybody packs heat. I don't know if you ever saw that scene way back on that movie, The Blues Brothers, the John Landis film. There's a scene where some kid tries stealing a Fender Stratocaster off the wall at Ray's Music Exchange, and Ray Charles pulls out a pistol and shoots at the kid, misses him. Well, Jose did that, except he didn't miss him. He shot the kid. Joe Martinez is here. I did some work here. Joe knows Jose. Well, fucking Jose. Some little fucker comes in there, and Jose knew that the kid was trouble. And he said, yo, get the fuck out. I'm not selling you booze, and you're not here to do laundry. And the kid's like, come on, man. And Jose says, no, fuck you. You're a problem. The kid's pissed off. He grabs a box of cigarillos and he starts to walk out. And Jose did what any civic-minded business owner should do. He shot him in the back. And so then the kid's like, there, he shot him and he's down. He fucked him up good. And Jose stood over and said, fuck you. And he got the cigarillos and put them back on the shelf. And he thought it's cool. But it's not. So he called the cops and they ended up arresting Jose. Kevin writes, no way, Jose. Donut Dan wrote, Jose, don't F around and find out. Rich is suggesting that Jose then took a piss on the kid as he laid there. This is Jose. Now, if you look closely here, that's a smirk on his face. That's his mugshot. If at Jose's liquor and laundry, you put that picture up and write FAFO on it on the front on the sign, and then if you snap the picture of the kid bleeding out, you write, this is what happens to people who steal. And I mean, it's kind of like the Wild West out there. Joe Martinez knows. Anything goes. This is an area of town that if you're walking around outside in the daytime, I don't know, about a 50-50 chance of something bad's going to happen. That balloons up to about 99.5% at sundown. But Jose Guadalupe Morin, That's an ugly thing. And he's going to be sentenced today from this incident that happened back in September of 23. I think he's in the clear, though, because he copped a plea in January. He pleaded to careless discharge of a firearm causing injury and aggravated assault. And then the assault with intent to do great bodily harm charge was dismissed. I wish there was more to the circumstances, but there's not. The teenager was critically injured and was hospitalized. I think that's all that I know about the teenager. I don't know if he's made a full recovery or not. So Jose is like, well, this is great. I just did my job here. I took somebody out off the street, you know. But the prosecutor had different thoughts. He believed that the assault charge was necessary. He says, well, the problem was this was simple retail fraud. Somebody tried to steal stuff from the store, but that's very different from a robbery. So I guess Becker's saying that if it's a robbery, you can shoot back. Like on a robbery, I'm assuming here that he's suggesting that armed robbery, like if someone comes up to you with a gun and says, give me all your money, I think that if Jose had busted out his wireless hole puncher and fucking gave him lead poisoning, That would have been okay. But this kid grabbed a $2 box of cigarillos and he's walking out and Jose filled him full of lead in the back. Morin was legally carrying his pistola. And he's been sentenced already. It happened at 9 a.m. today. So I wonder if they have an update on Jose. Okay, they do. Jose is getting 60 days in jail for shooting that kid in the back. All right, I wonder if people are going to be pissed off about that. Like, the mom of that kid, she's going to be pissed. There might be some payback on this deal, you know? If some guy shoots your 16-year-old kid in the back for stealing a pack of smokes, Nick says above the hard living line, Jose would have been given a medal. Bob suggests that the cops should have dropped a plant pistol on the kid. Stevie says that the parents should have taught that kid to not steal stuff. Boy, that is a viewpoint that I didn't see coming out of Stevie. I thought Stevie was all about windmills and equality and shit. And here she is saying that it's the kid's fault. Cole, this ought to be good, writes, his dad would probably be pissed too if the mom knew who he was. All right, that's a racist joke right there. I think it's a perfect time to get out of this show because these MAGA losers are starting to drop racist cracks about this case. And I don't think I want to be part of that. Joe Martinez is here. He says they probably want to deport him now. Who, Jose? Yeah, I don't know. Let's get to the asshole of the day today. If you have any suggestions, by all means, I would love you to make them. I don't even remember what the hell we talked about, frankly. Today's asshole of the day is brought to you, as always, by TC Paintball. Rebecca says that these horrible racist jokes that you idiots are making is giving former Zaniac vibes. I agree. today's Asshole of the Day award is Donald Trump for trying once again to destroy America and take all of your money. That is today's Asshole of the Day on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Hey, Kevin, in Northern Ontario, don't be a stranger for so long. You know, for the love of God. What the fuck? Where have you been, asshole? I'll talk to you folks on the Patreon. Thank you very much for being here. Sorry it's short show week, apparently, because I've been short by many minutes every show. But I am legitimately out of things to talk about, and I'd rather just bail than try to milk it like some kind of asshole. Thank you for your patience regarding that. And you have a great rest of your day if you don't catch me on Patreon. Thank you. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.